time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpman. It's Food for a Mood. Judy, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also the author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and a co-writer of the song Please Come to Boston. Good morning.
Oh, I know. I should be certified.
I thought the song should be crazy.
Well, you know, again, the problem making reservations to come to do anything is that you don't know 3 months ahead of time whether that you're going to have the blizzard of the century and the cold of the century on your doorstep when you arrive. But,
no,
you know, we'll manage, and I'm just worried that the dog might be blown away, but, you know, I have a strong leash, so I think we'll be okay.
You will be, we promise that you will be fine. You're in Boston, so I guess you're supposed to get more something, but who really knows? And why don't
No, exactly. It's just very windy. But you know, I have to say that I can't feel too badly. I got an email this morning, and this really relates to what I wanted to talk about, by somebody who doesn't live near here. He lives in the Southwest, and he's been communicating with me about his weight problem. He takes antidepressants, not for depression, but for some other mental illness. And he gained, over the period of about 10 years, maybe 70 pounds, you know, as he switched from one medication to another. And he asked my advice about going to see a bariatric surgeon to see whether if this chronic hunger he has could possibly be diminished if he had one of these operations, you know, that reduces the size of the stomach and supposedly reduces the amount of an appetite-stimulating hormone called ghrelin. And he wrote me back this morning, and he said he's beside himself because the surgeon said to him, well, the reason that you gained all this weight was because of stress, and you have psychological problems, nothing to do with the medication. You should just go out and exercise some more and stop eating so much. And I'm not really sure that we can help you because you're not willing to really acknowledge the cause of your overeating. And we really want people who are able to stay, you know, stay on a diet before we do the surgery, so we know that they'll be able to restrict their food after the surgery. And he said the surgeon did not believe him, did not believe that the drugs that people take for depression and bipolar disorder and anxiety and obsessive compulsive disorder and fibromyalgia, for example, can actually cause weight gain, even though he said he came in with a stack of articles, research articles, showing this. That leads into really what I wanted to discuss briefly because, you know, in all that one reads, and this is the end of the year, beginning of the year, people read about, oh, is the country growing fatter? And we are. One in four persons is now obese. And if you live in certain states, then you're even more likely to be obese. Massachusetts is actually one of the thinner states. But in all the talk about what causes people to gain weight, the obvious portion size is too large, too much junk food, too much sugary soda. But, you know, even the more sort of arcane, your genes, you have the wrong colonies of bacteria in your intestinal tract. They're causing, you know, to want more fat to eat or something. Nobody talks about medications. And yet, more and more people are taking these medications that have a weight gain side effect. So one in six Americans, according to a survey that was done in 2013, it's probably gone up since then, one in six Americans is taking one of these drugs.
And there's no question that it's gone up because of the power, if you will, of advertisement. And if you're watching any television, internet, whatever, and anyone who has access to your history is putting this, you know, I'm just surprised because it used to be fairly well known, just was, that taking these medications offered the opportunity to go. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
how can
exactly
a doctor
right.
not know that?
That's and it says so even if you that list of side effects that's mumbled, you know, at the bottom of the at the bottom of the screen always mentions weight changes. They say, oh, it may cause weight gain. But again, it's been now 10, 12 years in which this is first noticed, Jill. And if you go to the literature and just say weight gain on antidepressants, weight gain on drugs for schizophrenia, weight gain on drugs for anxiety, it's there. In fact, there was one paper that came out very recently and said, you know, it used to be thought that people gain weight when they were anxious because they were eating to quell their anxiety. That's true. But it also they also found that a lot of people who have had anxiety and take, like this person who has been communicating with me, take drugs for their anxiety, that's the reason they're gaining weight, not because they're eating, because of their anxiety. But Jill, it was really horrifying to me that this, apparently is a very well-known bariatric surgeon. Obviously, he's dealing with fat people. Bariatric surgeons don't do surgery on people who are thin. So he's dealing with fat people, and he's dealing with people who want to maintain their weight loss after they stop, after they have the surgery, to be totally oblivious to this and not acknowledge that maybe there should be some way of handling the surgery and perhaps some kind of intervention so this poor guy can at least stop gaining weight and start losing weight, even though he's on these drugs. And nowhere is this mentioned. And, you know, and of course, if you look at the advertisements for weight loss on the television, and, you know, they're coming, you know, every day, you know, from Oprah Winfrey to all those really buff-looking guys on Nutrisystem.
It's amazing. But it is just staggering what's advertised, and equally staggering. I'm curious what the standards are for you have to listen very carefully, and you will see that, in fact, no claims are actually being made.
That's true. But why, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if some organization, even a Weight Watchers, which is constantly reinventing itself, had some branch, offshoot, that said, okay, we're having a special Weight Watchers program for people whose weight gain is not caused by stress and the ability of not being able to weigh and measure their food, but because there's a drug inside their brain that's telling them to eat. And we have professionals who will develop a weight loss program for you and support groups for you, and we hope that at least we'll get you to stop gaining weight. And maybe you'll even be able to lose weight. You know, when is this going to happen? I don't know. But again, I just sort of gnash my teeth whenever I see it.
That's actually a really good idea. And the question is, you know, there are so many different outfits that could have, you know, in the same way that with medicine, you have wellness, you know, you have the maintenance, you have the physical therapy branch. Why couldn't there be... you know, who is brave enough? Is there a hospital that's brave enough to start? Because it needs to sort of cut through the chatter.
That's right. I mean, for example, hospitals have Weight Watchers branches. You know, they come and chapters, and they you know, allow time off for people working there to go to a Weight Watchers program. You know, you still have to pay privately. The hospitals don't support them, but they give them room to meet. Well, wouldn't it be nice if the Department of Psychiatry, which very well knows that 90% of the patients are gaining weight on their drugs, said, okay, we're going to have it now, quiet, nobody knows about it, but here's a support group you can go to and talk about how to lose weight on the drugs that we're giving you that are making you gain weight. And, you know, it doesn't have to be widely advertised because people don't want to know I'm going to this meeting because I, you know, have bipolar disorder. But on the other hand, Jill, I just want to say, people go to AA meetings, you know, they march in there and they don't care if people see them or not because they are in recovery. And the point is that if you march into a meeting and say, okay, I'm going to try to lose weight even though I'm taking these drugs, there's shame? No, people should be proud that they're being able to get help and they're taking advantage of it. And I just don't know, 218...
That's absolutely right. Go on.
2018 is not going to be any different than all the other years past.
Right, and I think that if you can turn it more into a recovery, it's like, hey, this is good that you're dealing with it. And P.S., I hate to say this, but it's not your fault. This you're taking something to solve one thing. This is a consequence of it. You need it for that, so what are we going to do about this? It would sort of change the entire attitude and make something possible instead of just turning it into a long slog up a really high hill.
Yes, you know, I might just say something. We have a close friend who's a neurologist, and especially his Parkinson's disease. I don't know if you know, but people who take Parkinson's disease, which increases DOPA, occasionally develop a gambling addiction. Serious. I mean, these are, you know, people who never went near a slot machine until they take this drug, and they can gamble away their life savings. This is acknowledged, and they're helped for it. And you have as a professor of medicine now going off to a casino and gambling away his savings. nobody will say, oh, we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to help you because this is something that, you know, we just don't want to say that our drug is causing gambling. They deal with it. Why cannot people, psychiatrists, deal with the weight gain problem in the same way?
Well, there's no reason.
Something to think about.
We put it out there. Now we need someone to pick up on it. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Whitman.
And I hope I talk to you next week from Florida, but who knows? Okay?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Good luck with that. Dr. Judy Whitman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy Whitman here on Robin Hood Radio today is Thursday, even though our logs don't show that, every day Thursday here on Robin Hood Radio.